Back at it in the No Panic Zone. Glad you're along for the conversation. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. A few minutes ago, I was talking about the Heroes Act being pushed by Michigan Senator Gary Peters, trying to offer $25,000 bonuses to certain people working on the front lines. And I made the simple point that not everybody's a hero. Yes, are there heroes out there? Certainly there are. But there's also heroes out there doing things every day that aren't going to get, you know, recognized by this. I find it a bit divisive, but having said that, there really are heroes out there. And my hotline lit up. The DTE Common Sense hotline is 888-900-9966. Slava gave me a call from East Lansing, Michigan. She is 84 years old. And she says the guy that brings groceries, he's a hero. Slava, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's this lockdown treating you?
Well, with my COPD, I hibernate a lot anyway, periodically, but this has been something else.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I did want to talk about my hero. His name is Mark, and he's one of many guys in my community. I belong to this Work of Christ community. Here in East Lansing, and he has stepped up to be my hero. And he comes to grocery shopping for me about once a week. I live on the second floor. I have a rope handy. He comes down the back way, down the grass way. I lower my rope, and he ties my grocery bags to the rope, and I haul
it up
onto my second floor porch.
It's like a Rapunzel moment.
In fact, I've even texted some of our community members and said, I'm not Rapunzel, but I have a rope.
Well, good for Mark, because there truly are a lot of heroes out there, and I agree with that, Slav, and I really appreciate you taking the time. It's a great story. It's the kind of story that makes a big difference, because there's a lot of folks your age and so forth that need to be checked on, that are living alone, that aren't seeing people.
Yeah, plus I've got this lung disease, and but I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. There's just so many people, especially in this community I belong to. It's wonderful. And I just wanted to give Mark the credit.
Well, Slava, thank you for calling in. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for the story. It's an enlightening story, and I appreciate that. And so thank you so much for being here. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. Mark is the kind of guy we want to see out there. He's a real American. He's helping people out. He'll go shopping. He'll put the groceries on a rope and let it get lifted up into the window. And that's what America is about. That's who we are. But this lockdown. This lockdown that we hear in Michigan is going to be extended and expanded today. It's already been extended and expanded in places like Minnesota, New York, expect the same, and around the country, in fact. The question is, why are we being so aggressive right now? It looks like the numbers have plateaued in so many places, and there's not a lot of evidence that the social distancing has been the reason for that. There's not. There's a lot of evidence that the social distancing has worked some. But let's be honest, these hot spots are in dense areas, densely populated areas. Nebraska, do you need a lockdown of the state? Probably not. Arizona, maybe in Phoenix, but in Scottsdale, but in the rest of the state, probably not. Same for New Mexico and other parts of California and Michigan and upstate New York. So why so aggressive from these folks, I wonder? Speaking of heroes and this week, it's a very holy week, of course. Very holy week. Tomorrow is Good Friday. And what I was getting at with the people that are lonely is that loneliness can be dangerous. That's why you need to check in on the folks that are maybe alone at this time. Make sure they know people care about them. But the president did weigh in on it being a holy week yesterday. I want you to hear this. Bite number nine from the president. Go.
This is a holy week when religious believers across the nation will observe Passover, Good Friday, and Easter. Millions of Jewish families begin Passover at sundown tonight, a sacred, unbroken tradition that traces back to the ancient land of Egypt. And on Sunday, we celebrate our beautiful, wonderful Easter, which we all look forward to. And we're going to have many Easters together in churches in the future. We're getting closer. You see the numbers. We're getting much closer to getting our country back to the way it was. We have now an extra two countries that have been attacked, 184. They're being attacked as we speak, but we'll all win.
We will all win. We'll get through this together. That's why you come here to the No Panic Zone, because we have a chance to work this through together, you and I. And we will, you know, whether we go to church virtually on Zoom or however we get there, people of faith will collect with one another, and we'll get through this. The numbers, again, are showing signs of improvement. I believe, as I told you yesterday, what I believe is happening is I believe some of those early models were right about when the peak would occur. They were just wildly wrong about how much devastation it would bring. I think they were wildly wrong about the number of people that would be sick or the number of people that would be hospitalized, and certainly about the number of people that would die. Now, a lot of people have died in America. I understand that. And the numbers are disturbing. But until we surpass about 60,000, we won't pass a bad flu season as far as fatalities go. So it has to be put into perspective. That's not to take away from anybody that has passed away or their families that miss them and the loss that they're enduring. I'm not taking away from any of that. But we have to look at this with clear eyes and an understanding that devastating the economy and locking the country up for another 2 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks will have permanent ramifications. People will lose jobs, lose homes, lose marriages. Many will lose their lives because of suicide and drug overdose. There's a cost of doing business here, and people have to be mindful of that. There is a cost of doing business. People need to get back to work, and we need to do it in a mindful way, in a way that is respectful of trying to keep people healthy and well. But every day is a risk. It's not perfect out there. Every day is a risk. And we had to take the risk sometime soon to put America back to work. This is the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Quick break. We'll be right back.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.